Over the past few weeks, Holy Spirit has been opening up this particular truth here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 of us being enriched in Christ Jesus, the reality of this grace of God, the enriching power of God's grace in our lives. And so we've been spending a little bit of time in looking at this, understanding, hearing, and it comes a place in our lives where we need to receive something. We need to actually accept a truth. It's when we accept the truth, that is when faith is involved now. It's not just hearing, but faith believes the truth. Faith receives it. Well, this is real. And so by faith, we accept a truth. And as we've been going through this particular portion in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let me just read it quickly here. To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So just quickly here, before we look at verse 4, Paul is speaking to a particular body in Corinth, but also to the whole body worldwide. So it's not just saying to the body of Christ there in Corinthians, you are enriched in Christ Jesus. He's saying to the body of Christ, to the family of God, through Christ Jesus, we have all been enriched. And that's important as we continue over here. And he goes on and he says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. And all the time he's just pronouncing this reality. Peace comes through us being reconciled to our Heavenly Father and having our sin dealt with and our consciences cleansed. Then in verse 4, and this is what we're wanting to look at, verse 4 and 5. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him, in Jesus Christ, you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. And it carries on that God is confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Because why? Because Paul and them could see that in the life of the believers here, they could see the enriched life in Christ Jesus. They could see how these believers believed and how their lives have been so enriched because of this grace of God that has come through Jesus Christ. This confirming our testimony that Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any grace as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a promise. God is faithful, powerful, who has called you into fellowship. Powerful. It's not just getting to be born again, it's into fellowship, it's intimacy, it's relational with his son Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, as we've been going through this, I've asked, you know, during the week, I ask people about, you have been enriched. Are you able to receive this truth? And it's not easy to be able to accept, but God, my life, through your son Jesus, my life is so, so enriched. Because we look at our experiences, we look at our situation, we look at our you know, just what's happening all around us, and we say, no, my life is not enriched in Christ Jesus. And so it's very hard to receive an incredible truth, because our mind and our experience sort of wants to contradict a truth. And so we go through a situation in life and we see that this is happening, but God wants us to be established in a truth that in his grace of God, this grace of God, that's God's incredible involvement, that's everything that we could not have experienced in life, everything that we could not have achieved, we could not have done in order to be able to be who God created us to be. Jesus has done it for you and I. So now in him, we have been totally enriched in the totality of our lives. And that is sometimes hard to to receive by faith and to acknowledge and to praise and thank God for. And that's what we're wanting to do today. God wants us to be able to simply receive the truth that through His Son, we have been enriched despite what we might be experiencing now. What happens when we begin to grasp this truth? We will find that in order for a truth to be established, we will face challenges, we will face situations in life. And very often, because of a habit, we will look at the situation and we'll say, oh, you know, woe is me kind of thing. And we'll feel sorry for ourselves and we'll blame people. We will blame, etc. But if we just stop for a moment and we look at what's taking place in our lives and we realize, but Holy Spirit, you've been sharing with us the truth. The fact is that this grace of God that through Jesus means that my life has been enriched. Now, this is what I'm facing. I'm not going to replace the voice of what I'm experiencing. I'm not going to replace your truth with that voice. And so this is a time where these experiences, the situations that you and I are facing, this is to help us to be established in a truth. This is to help us to break the habit of how we've always thought about it, because in all our knowledge and our understanding, we've been enriched. In all our speech, we've been enriched. So it's a totality of our lives. So the tendency is that when we face all these things, we now replace truth with what we're experiencing. And so we're never able to receive truth. We hear, we listen, but we're not receiving a truth and allowing that truth, despite all the circumstances and the challenges that will come against that truth. That there is part of the Holy Spirit teaching us in our current situation, in life, in the roughness of life. He has a truth for us to be established, because this is foundational. We need to know that through Jesus Christ, we have access into this grace in which we now stand. So the Holy Spirit is helping us to be able to stand in this enriched grace that comes through His Son Jesus Christ, despite everything. That then empowers our life. When we start to renew our mind, when we start to realize, but God, I have a better knowledge now. My knowledge says that through Your Son, I have been enriched. Straight away, my speech will now start to reflect what the knowledge I have concerning being enriched. So my speech is enriched speech. No longer am I speaking negatively. No longer am I criticizing or blaming. No longer am I making excuses. No longer. Now the fact is, God, thank you that despite the circumstances, the truth is that through Your Son, I have been enriched. See, there's a foundation here of the goodness of God. When we know the truth of God says that all things work out for the good for those who love Him, all of a sudden we start to find, but God, You are good. You have enriched me. That's Your goodness, Your involvement, things that I could not have done. You have, through Your Son Jesus, has enriched my life. You have enriched me with a joy of the Holy Spirit. You have enriched me with a hope for the future. You have enriched me with an incredible peace in my heart and my mind. You have enriched me with such vision and such purpose. You have enriched me with relationships. You have enriched me with knowing what your life is all about. You have enriched me in every area of my life. I'm starting to receive a truth. Remember, faith is what the Holy Spirit, God, births within us, that incredible divine persuasion. So as the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about that in Christ Jesus, we have been enriched in the totality of our lives and all our speech and all our knowledge. We start to find, wow, God, this is life to us. We start to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8, remember Paul speaks about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now we're starting to experience a higher law operating within us. Before it was the law of sin and death. Before it was the law of being born of Adam and the consequences of through Adam sin has come into the world. Now in Christ Jesus, we're taken out of that old law of sin and death. We are now placed into the law of life of the Holy Spirit. And it's the life that is in Christ Jesus that the Holy Spirit dispenses within you and I. We are incredibly privileged people. We have been enriched as people of God. Now, so when I ask, go around and I start asking folk, listen, how easy are you finding it to accept the truth that in Christ your life is enriched? And it's very hard. People say, no, that's too good to be true. Again, because of my situation, because of what I'm experiencing, because of what this person said about me, you know, you can name it. And that's denying the truth. You see, that's denying the truth in Christ Jesus. And so when we deny the truth, we do not live in the reality of that truth. We live in the reality of that denial. We live in the reality of that what we have taken as to be our truth, and not God's word as being our truth. And that's the place of hopelessness. That's the place of all kinds of fear, etc., etc. So, guys, we through Christ Jesus, we have been enriched in every single way of our lives. What takes place when we start to accept this truth? When we start to accept, Father, that through your Son, I am so enriched. What takes place? Remember, the Holy Spirit works in this realm of grace. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and makes it known. The Holy Spirit appropriates, makes, sort of dispenses the very life of Jesus, dispenses his salvation, dispenses everything about Jesus. The Holy Spirit that dispenses that within our lives so that we live in the reality that Paul writes here, we are called into fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ. It's a fellowship, it's sharing and sonship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not something like a fridge magnet. This is a real life situation. This is all. This comes through the grace of God, not through religion, not through anything else. This comes through Jesus. Okay? Grace comes through Jesus. So when we simply receive Jesus and we receive the fact that, Lord, in you I'm enriched, we experience Holy Spirit. And what takes place, the fruit of the Holy Spirit really just manifests in our lives. So we find, as I shared earlier on, we find the joy, we find the peace, we find the hope, we find the patience, we find all this love, we find all of that just beginning to manifest more and more in our lives. We participate, we experience this in our lives. And that's why there's got a living hope within us. We've got a living faith within us because of this grace that comes through Jesus Christ. We have been enriched. What takes place as we begin to experience this and accept the truth, and we start to experience this life of Holy Spirit within us, God becomes more real. What takes place, we start to find there that in our knowledge, as we read here, in all our knowledge we've been enriched. What takes place is that all the lies, all the thoughts and all the things that have captured our mind, that has kept us in bondage and sort of denied this truth, the Holy Spirit reveals a truth of God. And what takes place, now we are able to realize, but I've been deceived over here. I've believed that. I've not believed that in Christ I am enriched in my divine intelligence. My knowledge has been enriched. Now I understand the situation from God's perspective, not from being ground bound. You see, earthly bound. But now my mind is now in the reality of what the scripture says, that I have the mind of Christ. I've been raised with Jesus. I'm seated with Christ. I can now have the mind of Christ. You see, the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of the Father for our lives. Now when we say, but I have been enriched and I receive the fact, the truth that my knowledge has been enriched. In other words, now by the Holy Spirit, I can begin to have the knowledge of the Father for my life, for my given situation, etc. That now takes it to another level. So now you're not living ground bound what other people are saying, how they're trying to plan our lives, etc. No longer are we enslaved to all of this. We're living free of that. That's why where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. Grace comes through Jesus. Where there's grace, Holy Spirit is at work. Okay, all the miracles, everything that happens is because of the Holy Spirit that God has given to us who believe. Now there's a freedom from all this. We're able to live in God's mandate, in God's purpose for our lives. That's victory. That's victory. And that's why we can say, my life has been enriched in Christ Jesus, because it's no longer controlled by man. Now I'm starting to receive and believe that Jesus in you, my life's been enriched. And that takes us into what I will say, an understanding of the assignment that Jesus has given to each and every one of us. That assignment, that purpose, that incredible reason for living, that calling of God upon our lives. It's because of now we are enriched in our understanding, because now we've allowed grace to operate within our lives. We've received this grace and we're experiencing Holy Spirit sharing with us the mind of Christ concerning our lives, concerning the situation, concerning our towns, concerning our nation, concerning our family, all of this, concerning the place that we're working in. All of a sudden, we are set free from being so ground bound, you know, so caught up in all of this stuff. And now we are seated with Christ and we are seeing it from a different perspective, from a place of us being enriched in Christ. Can you see why we as believers, we are so privileged? We are able to now to begin to be able to speak differently over our towns, over the places where we go to, maybe educational, schools, work, businesses, you name it. Now we are able to start to have a better understanding and knowledge that's been enriched because of Jesus. We are able to speak words. Words are very powerful. To be able to speak words of life, because they're enriched words over our lives and over the situations. The prayer of a powerful person is very, prayer of a righteous person is powerful, because now living in an enriched life, the gift of righteousness. That's very important for you now. What takes place, and some of you might be experiencing this right now, as we now begin to experience our understanding is growing, we having a better understanding of the ways of the kingdom of God and the ways of God, we renewing our mind. What's taking place? We are being conformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. So the image of Christ within us is becoming more real, more tangible. People can see Christ within us. So we are now his witnesses wherever we may be. And that's very, very powerful. What takes place? And that's why, as I shared, you might be experiencing this now. Very often we get to a ceiling in our lives. And there's many reasons, but one of those reasons is that the mandate, the assignment that God has given to you and I may no longer be the assignment of the people that you're involved with. Okay, so your assignment starts to speak. And so when you're in like a family of God situation, we might all be like in the typical church thing there, everybody follows the vision of the pastor, okay? But then there comes to the time where we start to realize, but my assignment is not really that assignment of that pastor. It's a different assignment. And so when I'm speaking from my assignment, and that might cause a clash Same as in business, where you are working, your assignment, your mandate from God may not be the same as the company that you're in. Okay, and so when you speak, there's a clash because it's different assignments. So that can cause tension, etc. So what takes place over there, it could easily cause church splits. It could people leaving to go and start their own church and all those kind of things that take place. Instead of realizing, here we've got an assignment. This is what the minister's assignment is, for instance. We have our assignments and we realize, but it's together because the family of God that's been enriched. It's not just the pastor, it's the body of Christ that has been enriched in every way. Now when we start to realize that this grace is helping us, each and every one of us, to be able to fulfill our God-given assignments, we start to embrace one another. We see each other and realize, as you live your assignment, we are all being enriched. As I live my assignment out, we are all being enriched. As each and every one of us lives our God-given assignments, we are all being enriched in our nation. And that is why it's so crucial. That's why the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit working in us, deals with the self-centeredness, brings the healing of insecurities, brings the healing of rejection and all those kind of things that take place, so that you and I can experience that life of enrichment through His Son Jesus Christ. This is the reality of God's grace in our lives. His divine involvement helping us to live as true children of God, to live in the fullness of what it means to be a child of God, to share in the sonship of Jesus Christ. This is the reality of God's grace through His Son Jesus Christ. So this morning, as we go into communion, I want to ask you to just spend time as you have communion to reflect and to just begin to ask yourself, how has my life been enriched? Start to acknowledge, start to recognize how your life has been enriched. It might be difficult at this time, but there's a grace of God upon our lives to be able to realize, but God, my life's been enriched because I'm finding that I'm thinking differently. My life's been enriched because I've experienced your provision time and time again. You've enriched me with your goodness. My life's been enriched in the relationships that I have. My life's been enriched because I have a peace knowing that I've got eternal life. I don't fear death. My life's been enriched because I'm experiencing how your blood, Jesus, has washed me clean. I don't have a guilty conscience. My life has been enriched because I have a joy, I have a hope that many don't have. Acknowledge that. Spend time with Jesus. Then you might want to just move on. And now you can start saying, but Jesus, we as a family of God, we have been enriched. How have we been enriched? It's no longer just how have I been enriched, but that's the starting point to start to receive a truth. Now in the family, we all starting to receive the truth that together we have been enriched in the most incredible way, so that the world will believe that the Father has sent His Son Jesus. The Father loves Jesus. The Father loves you and I. And we will be this incredible witness in the world because we have been enriched. And as we learn how to live in the reality of thanksgiving, that we as a family of God all over this nation have been enriched, we will begin to find our language, our speech, and our knowledge will shift and move to a dimension that will release so much of God's destiny for a nation. So let's have communion. Father, thank you for a truth that we have been enriched through your Son, Jesus Christ. This grace that you have given to us, this grace, this enriching grace, that we have. It's you leaning forwards. It's you giving yourself to us. It's you, Father, that it took the initiative. You have responded. You have stepped in where we could not have done anything to help ourselves. You have given us the fullness in your Son, Jesus. We have been enriched. We have His fullness. Everything about Jesus, we now have been blessed as an incredible grace gift into our lives. We have been blessed, Father, so thank you. As we, Jesus, as we break the bread, as we drink of the fruit of the vine, participating in your body, participating in the incredible blood, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for your incredible walk on the earth. Thank you for your sinlessness. Thank you for your perfection. Thank you, Jesus, that you lived an incredible, holy, holy life. You never once stepped out of the reality of God's incredible standards. And we have received through you, Lord, the fullness of the gift of righteousness and all that has brought us into this incredible sonship. It's brought us into this throne of grace. It's brought us into fellowship with our Father. It's brought us into forgiveness of sin. It's brought us into eternal life. It's brought us into, oh Father, your total involvement. It's brought us into the realm of the angelic help in our lives. We're not alone. All because we can say through you, Jesus, you have enriched our lives. Thank you so much. So we eat together, we drink together, and we want to just take this time to acknowledge and give you thanks for everything, Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And this we receive today as we accept a truth. And we ask, Holy Spirit, help us to be established as we face the challenges of the day. Help us to realize what this is, just to help us to be established, to replace the habit of thinking like we've always done with a new way of thinking that we have been enriched. And this we receive through you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.